Redskins owner Daniel Snyder commits to new culture after sexual misconduct allegations. By Dylan Gwynn on July 17, 2020. The Washington Post published an article on Thursday detailing allegations from 15 women who say they were victims of sexual harassment and misconduct while working for the Washington Redskins. On Friday morning, Redskins owner Daniel Snyder released a statement in which he stressed the need for a new culture. The behavior described in yesterday's Washington Post article has no place in our franchise or society, Snyder said. This story has strengthened my commitment to setting a new culture and standard for our team. A process that began with the hiring of Coach Rivera earlier this year. Beth Wilkinson and her firm are empowered to do a full, unbiased investigation and make any and all requisite recommendations. Upon completion of her work, we will institute new policies and procedures and strengthen our human resources infrastructure to not only avoid these issues in the future but most importantly create a team culture that is respectful and inclusive of all. The NFL also commented on the situation in Washington. These matters as reported are serious, disturbing and contrary to the NFL's values, the statement read. Everyone in the NFL has the right to work in an environment free from any and all forms of harassment. Washington has engaged outside counsel to conduct a thorough investigation into these allegations. The club has pledged that it will give its full cooperation to the investigator and we expect the club and all employees to do so. We will meet with the attorneys upon the conclusion of their investigation and take any action based on their findings. It's been a tumultuous week in Washington. It was only 5 days ago that the team announced they would be retiring their 88-year-old name and logo. Something that could be almost forgotten when following the build-up to the publication of these sexual misconduct allegations. The NFL has said they will work closely with Beth Wilkinson, the lawyer Daniel Snyder has hired to conduct the internal review. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.